We continue our focus on the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now, in our previous segment, we spoke about his participation in the various battles alongside the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 9 years after the Hijrah, the Roman Emperor Heraclius, who had his conniving eye on the Arabian Peninsula, drew up plans to attack and devour the entire Arab world. Heraclius ordered his people to prepare for war and got them ready to give them further instructions. And hearing this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam summoned his companions and instructed them to prepare for war. It was extremely hot summer. The people were suffering from drought and other trials. Muslims were somewhat troubled. Even if they managed to overcome the deadly heat with their faith, they thought that they didn't have the necessary equipment for war. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged everyone to donate whatever they could. Women hurried to get their jewelry, hoping that it might be some help in preparing the army. Everyone tried to make whatever type of contribution. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at the long, wide rows of men ready for war and asked, "Who will prepare these men and earn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" And as soon as Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu heard that, those words from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as he heard what was the reward that was being offered by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then hurried to seek the forgiveness and the acceptance of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Uthman then made certain items available. He equipped the army down to the last halter and the bridle. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the name Uthman al-Fayyad, the generous one. And according to some of the narrations, Sayyidina Uthman donated 940 camels and 60 horses to the army at this time, which was about to march to Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and poured 10,000 dinars in front of him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began scooping the money and saying, "After this day, no misdeed of Uthman shall harm him. No misdeed of Uthman shall harm him." Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan spent most significant amount of wealth for this expedition, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had incited them to do this, and he was the one who responded. Sayyidina Uthman got up and said, "O Nabi Allah, I will give you 200 camels worth the saddles and the blankets for the cause of Allah." And that is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "La yadhurru Uthman," that nothing can harm him after this day. And when this army was equipped and then marched on, one could almost state that Uthman radiallahu anhu was the sole financier of the new Muslim, the army, and by extension the new Muslim state. Nabi Salim led the army and marched until they reached Tabuk, located halfway between Medina and Damascus. And there they heard the good news that Heraclius, who had been preparing to go to war from Damascus, had lost his resolve. He had left the city after hearing Nabi Salim was coming with his companions. Thus, he gained nothing from his desperate attempt. The Muslim army returned fully equipped. It is also noteworthy that even though the Muslims did not use any of the equipment donated by Sayyidina Uthman, he never asked for it to be returned to him. In fact, he remained every day ready to react to the slightest hint of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then came the day when he got married again after his first wife, Umm al-Mu'min, Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha, had passed away. Umm Kulthum is known only as the kunya of the second wife of Sayyidina Uthman. He got married to her in the third year. We do not know her actual name. Some say that Umayya was her name. She was older than Fatima radiallahu anha. As we know that Sayyidina Uthman had lost Ruqayya, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar's daughter Hafsa had lost her husband, and upon seeing Uthman, Umar asked, "Would you like to marry Hafsa?" Uthman radiallahu anhu heard Allah's Messenger mentioned her, and hence he did not answer. Umar radiallahu anhu narrated this to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that, "I have a better idea. Let me marry Hafsa and get Uthman married to someone better than Umm Kulthum." It's also narrated that Umar's daughter Hafsa had lost her husband, whose name was Kunais ibn Huzafa As-Sahmi, one of Nabi Salim's companions who had passed away in Medina. Umar said, "I went to Uthman ibn Affan and offered him Hafsa. Ibn Umar in marriage and saying that if you wish, I will marry you to Hafsa. And Uthman answered, I'll think about it. And Sayyidina Umar says, I saw him again after a few days and said, he said, I've thought about it, I don't think I shall marry now. And Umar says, then I met Sayyidina Abu Bakr and I offered him, if you wish, I'll get you married to Hafsa, my daughter. He said, nothing. And that made me even more upset. After some days, Nabi Salasim proposed for Hafsa and Sayyidina Umar agreed. And later, Sayyidina Umar met Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who said that perhaps you are upset with me that I didn't give you an answer when you offered me Hafsa. Said, yes, I was upset. And then he explained, he said, I remained silent about your offer because I knew Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had been talking about her and did not wish to spread his secret. Had he not proposed, I would have certainly married her. So this was some of what had occurred at the time in the initial years. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Salman stood at the door of the masjid and said, O Uthman, Jibreel has informed me that Allah married you to Umm Kulthum for a similar dowry in return for similar companionship. This was in Rabi al-Awwal, the third year. Their wedding night was in Jumad al-Thani. Then in the fourth year of Jumad al-Ula, Abdullah, the son of Uthman Ruqayya, passed away at the age of six. Nabi Salman performed the janazah salah and the boy's father, Uthman radiallahu anhu, went down into the grave. It was a great test for Sayyidina Uthman. Indeed, there were many trials in his life, and Allah Most High had willed this. Umm Kulthum remained by his side until the ninth year after Hijrah, when she fell ill and passed away in the month of Shaban. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed the salah and sat next to a grave. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting by the grave, tears were coming out of the eyes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said he instructed certain individuals to go into the grave. And then Nabi Salasim, after this, had buried and completed the entire burial process. In terms of the preparation of Umm Kulthum for the burial, Layla binti Qunayf says, I was among the people who washed, made the ghusl of Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Nabi Salasim, when she passed away. And the first thing that Nabi Salasim handed us was a wraparound, a shirt, a head covering, and a large wrap. After she was enshrouded in the final sheet, Nabi Salasim was standing by the door, handling the shroud to us one by one. And Ibn Sa'd is mentioned that Ali ibn Abi Talib, Al-Fadl ibn Abbas, Usman bin Zayd also went into the grave with Abu Talha. The women took part in the washing were Asma binti Umays and Safiya binti Abdul Muttalib. And this loss of Umm Kulthum had a grave impact on Sayyidina Uthman, that seeing the sorrow etched on his face, Nabi Salasim grew close to him and said, that if I had a third daughter, I would have given her to you also. Now, this was the high position and the high regard that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for Sayyidina Uthman. This shows how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved him, and then demonstrates the loyalty and honor that he had in turn for the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it teaches us that there is no reason to become distressed or depressed at the losing of someone. For the taqdeer of Allah will follow its course and one cannot stop what is destined to happen. May Allah shower His mercy on the blessed soul of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu.